T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
This hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by Tingley Home Services, where they have great job packages for experienced HVAC techs and electricians.
Is he tradable?
Today, no. 4 months from now, we may be saying, yeah, you could trade him, and yeah, you could take him because it's all been cleared up. But right today, football's not more important. We have to wait, because if somebody did take him on, it's simply you'd be giving him away as a football player. I think just the PR move and what's good for your franchise, you can't move him, and you cannot trade for him today.
It's getting dark, too dark to see. And I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Sean Salisbury on the Dan Patrick Show suggesting that the Texans, Wiggy, cannot do anything, essentially, with Deshaun Watson. They are stuck with him.
Yeah, I agree with him right now. They are.
And great. Now I have to have Salisbury steak for lunch. Isn't he joining you tomorrow morning on the Ken and Curtis program?
Yes, he is. The award-winning, okay, number one ranked Saturday morning show in Boston in the last weekly.
Now,
dismissive nature.
The look on the face.
How do you think this ruling by the judge that the victims must identify, the alleged victims must identify themselves, affects this case, if at all?
Well, I guess Deshaun Watson's lawyer said that, you know, it's hard for him to defend himself if he doesn't know who the people are accusing him. So I can kind of see that, right? You know, he wants to know exactly who's accusing him of what and, you know, what exactly it is, who this person is, and maybe because he could be like, well, you know, that was consensual.
I have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand definitely the being able to defend yourself and not really knowing how you're going to defend yourself if you don't know who these people are and you can't really kind of bring more background into it, maybe, to help yourself out. But at the same time, I don't know if it's right to make people who don't want to publicly be connected to it have to put their name on it. Two women have, and they think there's about 20 that haven't. I know in other cases, there's maybe like, you know, a few, like 6 or 7 that put their faces on it, and then the rest of them don't. So I understand not wanting to put your name to it, but I also don't think it's fair to just like put your side of the story out there and then not have him know who he's even like talking about.
Well, you have a right to face your accusers.
Yes.
I guess the question would be, does the public have the right to know who the accusers are?
That's the problem, because it's such a, like, it's such a public figure that you don't want to go from being, like, if you're one of these girls, you don't want to go from being, like, a private citizen to all of a sudden in the news and people bashing your intentions and different things like that. It will change your life to the difference between being anonymous and not being anonymous in this case.
But they are going to court. So
they are going to court.
I don't know that. I mean, if you're willing to go to court, I mean, you're talking about his reputation,
right?
His opportunity to maybe to play professional football ever again is at stake, right?
Right. Because I think that's, or the chances of that are at stake, right? Because as of right now, there have been no criminal charges against him. So we know even, you know, we know that even if it goes to a civil case, and regardless of how the ruling goes, he'll be a free man to do whatever that is, mm-hmm. right? But it's all about the public perception, and then the NFL having to make a decision
yeah.
to say, all right, we're going to suspend them for a year, we're going to suspend them for 8 games, and then him have the ability to then make money after that.
Well, I noticed this morning that he has OJ on his side. Is that a good
thing? That's never good.
Yeah, that's never good.
Is that a good thing or a bad good. Thing?
That's like Tang Wei. Who was it said that when Tang Wei's vouching for them? It's not.
Yeah, on your right.
I'm just saying.
OJ says he knows what it's like to be wrongly accused.
Okay.
His life has been ruined.
White people.
He has to know, right, that how he appears. Like, he has to be in
He's
on that in some way,
no
right?
No clue.
I think he thinks that there are a lot of people who think he's innocent. Oh. Don't yeah. you think? Don't you think OJ thinks that?
I don't know about that.
I mean, how could you show up at a golf course and be like, "Hey, what's going on?" Like,
hey, if
you,
the world.
You know, if you know that everybody who's looking at you,
right,
knows you are a murderer.
Sorry,
allegedly. You know,
it seems like he just don't care though. That's the thing. Well, it seems like he's like,
I don't think he cares. You're right. I don't think he cares. This is Brian, who is just like J. Charles Wiggins, an attorney. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Greg.
What's up, Brian?
I think that it, you know, we need to protect victims of sexual assault and things like that. But if you're going to sue someone and then you expect to remain anonymous, how can we possibly survive and have a free and fair society where I can say things about you, malign your reputation, cost you money, and yet I can say I don't want you to know who I am? Is this where we're coming to as a nation, where we go overboard to, you know, protect the victims du jour? And it's just, to me, it's just fundamental fairness. We need to get back on track in this country.
I mean, are there lawsuits that end up going to court where the plaintiff remains anonymous throughout the whole process?
Yeah. No, there are.
There are?
I believe
no, there
so.
Aren't.
No.
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got to know who's suing you.
Yeah.
Right, you got to know, so you got to be able to figure out how to defend myself.
I think what I mean is that as long as someone on the lawsuit is identified, I don't know if everyone has to be.
Of course they have to be. If you're going to sue me, I want to know who you are.
Right.
And I can't defend myself if I don't know who you are. That's outrageous.
Right.
As an attorney, do you look askew at this lawyer representing these women? Does that, when you're trying to judge what happened here, do you end up judging the attorney also as a part of it?
I don't. I mean, sometimes, like with Michael Avenatti, you know, I knew he was a snake oil salesman from the start, and now, you know, and he was proven to be one. But, you know, where a lawyer wants to protect, you know, the identity of their victims, I mean, that's great. That's good lawyering. I mean, wouldn't it be nice for me to sue you, Greg, and you don't know who I am? Who's that? You know, it's a pretty good advantage for me, right, as the lawyer. You don't know who my client is. You can't say, well, you said I did this on March 12th, but, you know, I was with someone else and I wasn't with you. And
right.
Who
right.
are you?
I would assume.
No, it's good lawyering.
And I would assume also they want to be able to delve into the past of these women.
Right.
And find out if anything has happened in a similar way before, or
somebody goes, oh, yeah, I remember her. I had her. And guess what? You know, whatever happened. Yeah.
But what are the chances that all, like, 22 fake lawsuits?
Well, no, I guess it's like
Wiggy says that there's a high percentage that's possible.
22 is don't see them all being
we're starting to see, which is some of the information that comes out, is that maybe all of them weren't massage therapists. Maybe some of them were. It seems like Deshaun Watson slid in a lot of people's DMs and had some consensual sex with some of them, you know, and so maybe all of them weren't massage therapist.
Bridget just asked you, why would 22 people on their own make up a story out of cloth about a guy that had a perfect reputation?
That is interesting to me. Like, that's like, to me, to get the bag, to get that money.
To get the money, but I don't believe they've asked for... He asked for the minimum in Texas, I believe.
No, that's just to you talking about the $500?
Yeah.
That's just to take the, to start the case. But then you could, there was the one girl that came out and was crying, and initially...
You thought she was a great actress?
No, a month before that, they asked for $100,000 to make it go away.
Yeah, but not all 22 women were doing that.
No, well,
it just seems like just too many for it to be just a one-off thing. It's not a coincidence. And by the way,
to get money,
it looks bad either way. If you're a celebrity sliding into someone's DMs and you're there and you're already in a sketchy space to begin with, and someone like him should know that you go into someone's DMs and it's just like, okay, maybe they're going to perceive this the wrong way, and you have to think about that. So even, I mean, it's an uncomfortable situation for the woman, then that's why they're going to report it.
I'm a big fan of Deshaun's. The man has always had a sterling reputation, and I'm a guy that know what accusations could do to your reputation. But
oh my god,
that laugh! No, that just like gave me chills. That laugh.
And Wiggy, do you think that Deshaun Watson regrets the fact that he didn't pay $100K?
No, if he feels like he's innocent.
You don't think still, he's lost more still, than $100K right now?
Yeah,
in terms
he's
of
got
his
$100K
reputation?
Just sitting around, and he wants to play this year. And that's.
But I don't think it has nothing to do with that. I think once people, if you believe like somebody's wrongly accusing you, I don't care how much money you think you're going to lose. You want to show that you want to prove your innocence. You want to show the people I did not do these things that are being said about me.
Or you just know there's going to be 22 more payments you're going to have to keep making because
but if you know that,
all of these other women are out there.
But if you got that type of money and you feel like it's more about, you know, I think it should be more about your reputation if you believe you didn't do it.
But maybe they felt like, I mean, you could argue that they felt like if they were able to remain anonymous and to get some kind of a payment, then they would never have to be identified as who they were. You know,
I think it makes a better case, the fact that they have to identify themselves. Like, I feel like it adds more credence to their role in it and their beliefs that.
Well, yeah. It's like the lawyer said, if you don't identify yourself and you say, well, on March 12th, this is what happened. And how can he now defend himself and go, OK, who's saying on March 12th, I was in, you know, Wisconsin with my mother-in-law or whatever. Right. So, but if you actually know who this person is, you can now say, no, here's proof that I was somewhere else on that date.
So you think people are making up even meeting him?
Well, I think that people might...
I feel like he's not going to have an alibi for most of them. It will just have to be the defense that I went there, it was just a massage, and there was nothing else.
Or what if I met with, you know, 18 of them, and I had sex with them. And it was all consensual.
That's harder to prove that you're innocent, I will say, because consent is like such a fine line between what she thought was consent and what he thought was consent. You wouldn't want to argue that either, I don't think.
Well, see, and that becomes the issue, I think, with this case. This case is going to be extremely difficult to defend because it becomes a he said, she said. That's where we are with this case.
Do you take anonymous lawsuits at J. Charles Wiggins and Associates?
We take them all. No lawsuit goes overlooked.
Have they ever filed under criminal as the plaintiff?
J. Charles Wiggins, we believe no victims. Call us here, 1-800-WIGGY.
We do them like they were doing with the voter fraud in the election. We use names of dead people.
This is Patrick from Gloucester. Hello, Patrick.
Yeah, basically I'm calling to tell Curtis, and you know he's saying there's 22 cases, but yet only what, two or three of the women have put a name behind it?
Correct.
Two.
So until there's 22 names, there's only two cases. So until they come forward, as Greg likes to say, it's fraudulent until they want to put a name behind it.
Which they'll have to.
Well, they filed the lawsuits.
Right.
There's been 22 cases filed.
But if they're going to be remain anonymous, that's going to get wiped out in court.
Okay, but there have been 22 lawsuits filed.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
A quick comment. One, it takes nothing but an attitude, what you call an MO, a motive operandi, and a greasy lawyer willing to get money. Anyone can file civil complaints. A lot of times the police don't get involved. They go and interview the complainant, and they realize it doesn't add up. This is the second part. If you study criminal psychology, copycat serial killers are real. It's a sickness in this country. And if you notice the pattern with politics and with Deshaun, Deshaun had no record and no history, and then it's one, and the other women become opportunistic participants. They see an opportunity for money and attention.
But neither did, like, Bill Cosby, though, until everybody started coming out.
Good point.
Yeah, but he had a 30-year history.
Yeah, but, I mean, Deshaun Watson's obviously not that old, but he has somewhat of a history coming out with these. This was kind of going back before.
They all came out in 2020, though.
I thought some were starting in 2019.
There were some in 2019.
One in 2019, and that was the one from the SI.
Are you on his defense team?
No. The reason why, because I've seen...
And I know, the Duke case. We'll
no, I've seen it. No, but it's not just the Duke case. There's been plenty of cases where
so
people are wrongly accused. There are guys that are sitting in jail right now because they were wrongly accused of a crime they didn't commit.
Rush the judge like Curtis. That always works.
What percentage?
Just like Tiger.
Tiger, I'm now right on. And by the way,
you
shouldn't have apologized.
We have to get to that. We've got to get to that.
What percentage of wrongly accused people are there in prison? Was that what you're going to say?
No, I was going to say what percentage of people that are victims of sexual assault never bring it up?
Yeah, it's like 98%.
It's a
ridiculously high number.
And this is one of the reasons why, they say.
Exactly. People
that
like Jermaine Wiggins.
That doesn't make sense. Those people are like, the people who actually do bring it up are just being brave. Like, they're actually trying. And this is why 98% of people don't speak out, is because they hear people like us on the radio like, well, this is a conspiracy, like, this, he had such a great reputation. It's always about him, it's always about his reputation. And it's always like coming out saying, oh, these girls are probably just want money, which is an assumption about them that people don't, like, people wouldn't put their name on this. Maybe there's 40, you never know,
but
some of them were too, you know, scared off by the fact they just don't want to deal with it. Sometimes it's easier in life to just live the rest of your life.
But you still got to find out whether or not it's true or not. There are people that, how many people that are wrongly accused that spend time in jail actually get their case overturned and they get released? The percentage is probably low. Mm-hmm. So should we go, oh, well, it doesn't matter, we're not going to look into that?
That's what the jury's going to have to figure out. I just don't like that, like, the problem with women not wanting to come forward is because people assume, like, people will make up reasons why it, you know, they want money or whatever. And it keeps people from coming forward in other cases.
Oh, of course, I agree with you on that. But if you feel like, let me ask you, if you were in that situation and you felt like somebody did something that crossed the line, would you go to the police?
I mean, I've had an experience before and I never told anyone.
Okay.
So
you
never
told anybody.
No, you just put it in the back of your mind and you're just like, I'm moving on with my life. You just move on.
Yeah.
That's how the easiest thing to do for most people.
But do you feel like by doing that sometimes allows this person to continue his behavior and maybe hurt somebody else?
Yes, of course it does.
But you're saying that looking at it from the outside.
No, I know that, but I'm asking the question.
You can't understand.
No, I'm not. I'm asking the question. Yeah. If you feel like that, that's what the question is.
Because, well, she just told you that something happened.
In my
to her
experience, it's just like, I just hope I never see that person again and just like don't even want to deal with it. Just throw it out.
Did you end up telling your mother? You tell anybody about it?
I didn't for a long time until like the whole like 2016 like Trump tape where it was like, you know, grabbing by the what tape. Yeah. I didn't feel like I really needed to. Then people were kind of not understanding where women were coming from. And it was like, no, this happens to everyone. I barely know a woman that doesn't have some sort of story with it. Mm-hmm. So, and then even like my parents' generation, like those women were starting to be like, yes, this happened to us all the time, but we never told anyone.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's much more common than you would think. And then that's why it's hard when people automatically like think Deshaun Watson, since he's never done it before, wouldn't do anything like that, because it makes them and other women be like, it's not even worth my time. Like, I'm better off just living my life.
All right. Interesting stuff on Deshaun Watson. The alleged victims will now be identified. That's the judge's ruling when it comes to that. And we got to get to Ken Laird and what is trending.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring Event. It's here. Complete details and find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Is there a new Bruins goalie of the future? Is it Jeremy Swayman?
Looks
2-0
good
this week.
I mean, we don't have a large sample size, mm-hmm. but we have a sample size of two and looks pretty good.
Yeah. Now they might get Tuca back this weekend. Sounds like Sunday's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean,
Does
he get the job back right away?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Yeah, I think they do.
Vlad looked good too, though.
Yeah.
So
they have four good options in net.
They do.
But what do you do for the playoffs, though? Right? Don't you ride the guy who you know can get you there?
Yeah, but we're not at the playoffs now. So we'll see how Tuca does. I mean, he's your number one. I mean,
but there's not been any word of like when his return is.
Ken just told you it looks like
weekend.
Sunday.
He traveled with a team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's ready to come back in the next few games here. So,
well, here's Cassidy gushing about Swayman and his performance last night. Bruins win it 4-2 over the Capitals in D.C.
Looks that way in the net, acts that way between periods, acts that way before games. Listen, you don't want to jump to, you know, anything. It's two good hockey games, right, on the road. Again, goals that, you know, no bad goals yet. All good shots that have beaten them. Made real high-end saves. Tracking pucks, I think, has been excellent so far. You know, you feel very grateful that, you know, no matter who you put in there, you got a chance to win. So good for Sway, and we'll keep moving forward, and hopefully he keeps building his game because so far so.
Now, Monday's the trade deadline. Would you give up a first round pick for this year's team? Do you believe in this year's Bruins team that they're a contender?
Bridget, would you?
First round pick? I don't know about a first round pick. I think you got to try to get something for like a second round and one of your prospects before you give up your first round pick, because they already have had.
So you don't believe in this team?
I do. I'm saying just don't spend a first round pick on
so
it.
So who am I getting?
You can get some of these better players for a second round pick and a prospect or two.
Well, Kyle Palmieri just went for a first and a fourth. I guess they got Zajac as well.
It was a package. It was two players for that. Yep. So I see them being able to get someone. I don't know if
so you're saying like PK for first round?
I would say that. No, no, no.
You have a small window here. So
happen to pick PK?
You pick PK every other day.
I'm not a fan of the PK.
You have a small window. You have a small window with your superstars, and I think you go for it all. So
yeah,
big time right wing.
I think you can get a deal though that doesn't involve you going with a first round pick.
All right, what about Jack Eichel or Taylor Hall?
Taylor Hall, you might be able to get with a second and other package.
I'm saying I would give up a first round pick for any one of those guys.
Yeah, are we going to just blow past the fact that Ken just said the Bruins need to be more right wing?
If Buffalo were going to be willing to send Eichel here, then I would absolutely go and get.
Recently was reported. First, they said we're not even talking about him until the offseason, and now it's
and
now
I don't
they're
know
saying
that they, I don't know they give him to the Bruins.
They're here, yeah, probably not. Yeah, but now they're you know considering maybe so
it.
Put it on the table.
Bruins Flyers tomorrow too. Celtics Timberwolves tonight at 7:30. Did I see Tristan Thompson lashed back at was it the Ringer, Kevin O'Connor, who said he was the cause of locker room issues going on? Mm-hmm. Wiggy pointed that out on Black Sports Online headline.
Yeah, I think there was some. Was there some was audio?
I haven't heard the audio yet. But my man Tristan's back. They're going to start rolling. Red Sox off today. They won it yesterday, their fourth straight. And the Masters underway with Justin Rose atop the leaderboard. Are you searching for a financial partner you can count on? St. Mary's Credit Union has been here for its members and over 100 years for that. Follow your financial path and discover the credit union difference. Visit their website today. Become a St. Mary's member at bank at smcu.com. And the Exogen weather forecast, a beautiful day, Greg. You got to be outside on a deck somewhere watching the Masters today.
Yeah, it's 70 degrees. It's going to be 70 today, and the weekend's looking pretty good, too.
Looking great. And that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Smoke's
Curtis, I know you want to be heard when it comes to Tiger Woods before we get out of here today, and I think you may have some interesting points.
So yesterday, initially around this time, the story broke that the police department found the sole issue regarding the crash with Tiger Woods in California was speeding.
Which, by the way, they didn't cite him for.
Right.
Which is odd
to
that's
me. Strange.
Because they said there was no officers to witness it.
Right. Oh, okay.
Okay.
But they also send, they can send you a ticket, whether they, you know.
That's just the reason they gave was like there was no one to witness it.
Okay. All right.
So then around 3 or so in the afternoon, which Thursday of the Masters, if you're going to bury something, you are going to bury it like crap.
Oh, if you're going to bury it with golf fans.
Why? Golf's on the mind.
And you watch the Masters coverage. Did you see it mentioned once?
No, I might have missed it. They probably had a nice feature on it.
Ken, if you're just going to be a dick to be a dick, just go home.
Jim.
Oh, yeah. That's your whole reputation.
Jim Nance did
Pot
not.
Kettle.
He did not mention it. If you want to know if Jim Nance was at Butler Cabin talking about the unlabeled pill bottle, he was not. He was not.
And I already have sore feelings with the Butler Cabin for other reasons. But,
right.
But
exactly.
So yesterday at 3, this randomly, I'm sure, just happened to occur on the day one of the Masters tournament that they found an unmarked, unlabeled pill bottle next to the vehicle after the crash.
In a backpack, which was next to the vehicle, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that Tiger Woods was, quote, combative. Mm-hmm. When the officers arrived, so
well, that's crazy because at first they said he was unconscious, and then they said he was conscious, and then they said
he was
now he's combative. Yeah,
well, I believe they said that he was combative with the individuals who arrived there first. So wasn't Curtis? Was it the officers or was it the bystanders? The
people first on the scene.
Yeah.
Said that he was combative.
Yeah.
So you have this accident. We now know there were no brakes. There was an acceleration after he went down the hill, where he pressed the gas, and then he crashes his car, after he had just been spotted leaving the hotel he was staying at, driving erratically, angry that this other guy just happened to notice that this, holy crap, it's Tiger Woods, like, flipping out, getting out of here. So the first thing we heard was he was sleeping. That's what probably happened. No longer the way I feel at all.
Yeah.
And the way in which that they have been conducting the whole sort of investigation.
Yeah, they didn't take blood work, did they? They didn't give them any sort of tests for any sort of drugs or alcohol, which they do whenever you go to the hospital.
Well,
I had to go to the hospital this summer, and they tested me to make sure I didn't have, like, drugs in my system when I went there.
Yeah. I do think that, though, when somebody is that injured, they oftentimes don't end up taking blood. I mean, I do think...
Don't they need consent?
They do. I don't know if they
do.
I don't think
they do.
Yeah.
And he also
didn't
said
consent to getting blood.
He didn't know where he was. He thought he was in Florida. So, I don't know. I mean, say what you will about it. Obviously, we're not going to get beyond this. But to think that this would have been conducted the same way if they were investigating literally anybody else, you're lying to yourself.
But why do you think they would give Tiger Woods a pass?
He's a powerful guy.
Okay, but he didn't get one in Florida when he was driving home from the restaurant.
Well, that's what I can't figure out either.
Yes, Curtis.
Because in that case, he couldn't go anywhere. He was legitimately passed out.
Right.
And he was too under the influence of the Ambien or whatever he was taking at the time.
Yeah.
In this case, the first thing they needed to do was save his life and make sure he was okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, no matter who it is. And that's what they did. But the rush from the word go to say from this Villanueva, who was the chief investigating officer with the police department, who said he's no impairment that day. Said there was no impairment.
Right.
And now we're finding out all these other details. It just screams to me of a cover-up.
Maybe when they said he was speeding, they meant he was on speed.
Right.
is that possible?
So Curtis is sucking you in.
So then you believe the police department is covering up him being under the influence.
Wouldn't be the first time they've covered up something for a big celebrity.
Because in Massachusetts, I guess you need a warrant to get blood, right? Mm-hmm. So in other states, you need consent. But if there's no... if you just show up to the scene, and
as a lawyer, you should know these things.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about your legal knowledge.
Well, it's legal
Minutia?
Yeah, minutia. Good word, Ken. I like that. Appreciate that. It's fluid. That's the problem. Okay. You know, there's a lot of gray areas in the law, right?
The one thing about the law is I think it's not fluid.
No, it's very fluid, man. It's very. Don't let them fool you, bro. It's very fluid. But if they show up to the scene and the officer says he doesn't feel like the driver's impaired in any way, therefore he doesn't view this to be the driver being impaired, so he doesn't get a warrant or he doesn't get the person's consent afterwards to get blood.
774
Good
texter.
Point.
You're welcome.
774 texter says the Tiger Woods story is a JFK level cover up.
Oh my God.
Why? Why would they
he
do that?
He fell asleep and he was speeding.
I don't know if he fell asleep.
How
would
he press the gas if he's sleeping?
The gas
when you wake up, you're like, oh,
you're shocked.
You just react. You shy.
I don't know. I've never fallen asleep driving. I've never accidentally hit the gas when I tried to hit the brake. I don't know. It doesn't sound like a sober person to me.
So you feel like the Curtis, then
the
police
more,
department's covering it up.
I think the more that they change the details, the more I'm wondering, why did we hear this the first time? Why was this what was said the first time?
Something stinks in Denmark when they say they can't reveal the cause of the crash without the individual's permission when the cause is speeding. Like, I would think Tiger would want everybody to know that it was speeding and not something else.
Denmark has redeemed itself.
And then 2 days later, they reveal it, Curtis.
They reveal it on Thursday of the Masters. By Saturday, it's going to be all about Justin Rose versus Spieth. The whole golf world is going to be focused on who wins the Masters. The manner in which this has been handled from the word go has been disgraceful by that police department.
Curtis is going to be furious all weekend watching the Masters angry. Tiger Woods.
And then you want to know why Rusty Hahn
has nothing to do with my enjoyment of the Masters.
Wants names because you have two people in here that basically say Tiger Woods was high as a kite driving because there was a pill bottle in a backpack.
That's amazing. What a smear
can. Empty pill bottle.
Oh, an empty pill bottle in a backpack.
Yes, so, unlabeled.
Unlabeled.
What happened to the label?
You know what? He took it off before he left the hotel. He threw six pills
in
his mouth.
Which is illegal.
JFK level. We'll be talking about this in 50 years.
Right.
What was in that?
So the guy
that's as bad as ripping off a mattress tag if you take the label off a pill
so
bottle.
So now that we know from Bridget and Curtis that Tiger likes to use the same pill bottle to put his pills in. So he keeps his empty, unlabeled pill bottle for the next one.
I don't know what your point is, Wiggy.
My point is that you have two people in here basically saying Tiger Woods was high as a kite. That's the reason why he crashed.
No,
and the police covered it up.
I just think that the more they change it, the more I wonder what really happened. I don't know if I 100% believe what the police... how the police are representing it.
How did the car crash happen, Wiggy?
Well, we know. They said it was a windy road. He was going 45, and then before he knew it, the road jumped out on him.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Boom,
what was the whatever reason?
He went to go hit the brake. And then he accidentally hit the gas pedal.
The windiness was the cause of the crash.
Oh, and who was it yesterday? Was it
Alex? Was in?
Alex said she had a friend that's out there, and she said that road is very dangerous. People are going 45, and the next thing you know, when it does
she did not say that.
Yes,
she did.
When you're going 45, the next thing you know,
The next thing you know, this turn jumps on you, and you go to hit the brake. And they said he accidentally hit the gas pedal.
Who said that?
How do you do that?
Hard to keep both of your hands at 10 and 2 if you're guzzling pills out of a pill bottle while you're driving. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, Derek said there was a girl in the car, too, so...
Wiggy is really taking this warrior for justice thing very seriously now that he's an attorney.
He loves people who act poorly.
No, you see how they're ready? They're ready to crucify Tiger, but yet, you know what? Deshaun Watson... put him in jail for life.
Who said that?
We got to take a break.
And I love Tiger more than you do. I actually watch him. You hate golf.
I like Tiger.
No, Wiggy's a golf expert. It's been determined today.
Yes, it has been. Wiggy, not so much in the golf. We'll take a break, but we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.